already. Yes, sir. Welcome back to the BDBO podcast. Y'all already know we doing our thing up in this thing, and we back for another one. Another one. And I'm thinking this one of them ones that has been specially requested by. This is the one that is back by popular demands. I think we chatting on another sex talk on this one.
Oh, Lord.
Part two?
Part two. We finna get it.
You missed out on part one, man.
Yeah, boy, that thing was a doozy, boy.
Run it back.
Already.
I'm gonna do a rap around.
And if you didn't listen to the first one, go get it. Listen to that.
When I get that motherfucking drink, I'm
gonna
drink that whole.
I'm gonna let y'all take me there.
Already.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna follow the lead.
Okay, it's your girl, Chocolate Stevie, the kind that melts in your mouth and not in your motherfucking hands.
It's your girl, Sugar Shay. I don't need no intro because the name speaks for itself.
It's your boy sleeping but I'm woke right now.
Yeah, how long that's gonna
still
be?
Still kind of sleeping.
It's coming
up. Speaking of, it's your boy Chill. We for sure know right what it is, what it ain't, man. I'm back in this bitch like I left my keys. What's going with you?
Already. Y'all already know it's your host sitting doing this thing. It's your boy Dangerous, still being a dangerous guy in this bitch.
Can we get a moment of silence right quick? Alright. Long live my divorce.
Already.
Take a second,
man. Long live my boy Chris Douglas,
long
man.
Long live Chris O'Demayo tomorrow.
Nah, it's Friday. Tomorrow, Thursday.
It's definitely 10:14.
Yeah. And then like
today definitely May the 3rd. So May the 4th be with you tomorrow.
You know the first time hearing that shit, nigga?
May the 4th?
Yeah, May the 4th be with you. You know what I'm saying? That shit, baby. Anywho, like I said, we back with another sex talk for y'all, lads. You know, he got the laughs on this motherfucker like we always do. First question on the sex talk, could you date a porn star?
Oh my god!
Fuck no!
No, I can't.
I couldn't date you, but I can fuck with you. Okay, what's date? Are we in a relationship?
Yeah, yeah, like being a relationship with a porn star.
No.
Cancel. Right, so go ahead. Okay, we gonna go around the table. We gonna elaborate on our answers. Go ahead, Sugar Shay.
Fuck that. It ain't no explanation. No.
You just ain't just, yeah.
No, I don't trust you or your body, so move on.
But at the same time, to be a porn star, you have to get checked. Like, you have to have your paperwork.
It's better than safe than sorry.
I mean, it's on the visual. It's on paper. Hey, baby, I got checked 3 days ago. What are you talking about? I gotta get checked.
I gotta shoot tomorrow.
They gotta get checked before they do every video.
Well, if that's the case, I ain't gonna be able to trust you. So it's just.
Like, I mean, you know,
they fuck for a living. You know what they're doing.
Yeah,
right,
no, I can't do that.
This is hard. I don't feel like I'd be able, and y'all might sound crazy, but I feel like I can fuck with a content creator.
Man, that's the same damn thing.
No, it ain't, because I can make content with you.
Okay, and you can do the same thing in porn. If you was a porn star, get it together.
But girl, with me and
if you dating a porn star, she could goddamn open the door for your ass to get in the industry.
Think about it like this. You're a content creator. You're your business owner. You manage your business. When you put your shit on Pornhub, motherfuckers gotta like your shit. Your algorithms got an algorithm. You know what I'm saying? You not just gonna make a Pornhub today and be like, I'm on Pornhub, I got a video of me fucking.
But I mean, most of them on multiple platforms though.
I'm gonna drop it on Twitter. I'm putting my shit on Twitter and I'm getting rich.
Man, you a porn star if you on anything. But you still
got to have you on. Y'all think that, bro.
If you on Twitter, taking a picture, really, you was really a porn.
I don't think that, but it's not like that.
Twitter is the advertisement. Because they always going to have... Go to my link. They got hellified advertisement like a motherfucker. Yeah. You don't. They got. They have the advertisement on Twitter. Right. You ain't got to hit the link because the advertising enough.
Twitter, that's why Twitter porn lit though. Twitter porn lit because
they show whatever.
Gotta dive too deep, but at the same time, why not? Still, if you want to ask the question,
Twitter porn better than me because it feel like
star? I wouldn't date a porn star, but I would damn sure go with a content creator because if you create content, we gonna create it together.
But he's saying like this: you gonna
go porn star? She, a porn star? That means
no. It's like this: she's a solo content creator because you can still make content with another nigga. Nah, you just not the nigga that she making content with. Because it's some niggas that they only faint. Like I'm saying,
you gonna have hoe. They gonna say no meter, no link, or none of that. Like e hoe, guy who they make content with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but okay, if you're dating a woman, you know what I'm saying? It's common sense. If you're dating a woman, your woman gonna make the content with who? If you real play a real Mac, no, I listen.
But
if you real play a real Mac, I tell my woman we can do whatever we want to do on video. But she. I'ma set the prices.
So you that's wouldn't just, if you wouldn't let date you do a straight that, up though. Porn star though.
That's what we talking about, a straight up porn star.
You ain't finna change her mind. You ain't finna say none of that. She finna do what she want to, and she finna continue her career.
A content creator still a porn. I'm not going with that. Porn star because fact it depends on what she doing. You got solo porn stars. You got porn stars that do shit with only women. You got porn stars that do shit with men and women.
But they also do shit in all kind of category, but a country. Yeah.
Okay, well, check this out.
She going to do what she wants to do.
Yeah.
But watch this. And I would, because it's my turn, you motherfuckers. Yeah. I would not be in a relationship with a porn star, but I definitely think what I would fuck with a porn star. Only because I'm nosy. Cause what y'all be doing?
What y'all doing?
You also still gotta understand the difference between content.
That's over, Craig. Nah. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I mean, like, shit. No, nah, I'm.
Would you date a porn star?
Hell no. Nah. I ain't got time for that shit, man.
But if you in the porn star was making porn together, I'm sorry.
You trying to get your gateway in your way into the industry.
I'm trying to make it.
I play her at her money. I ain't gonna lie. Nah,
it's not
that. I ain't finna touch her.
Okay, y'all together. Let me get that money. Different question wise.
It depends.
You
on
cannot. He can't be no porn star. Y'all already invested. So why wouldn't y'all be able to create y'all own content, charge y'all own prices, and do what y'all do?
But you talking about an invested couple,
more,
though.
You can we get talking about Instagram, you. Twitter, and Facebook and put bullshit up, bro. People don't even have to go to Pornhub.
You looking too
far. We talking about somebody you met today.
You looking too far deep into hold you. Up, you put up, you
y'all
actually
y'all
you,
taking me somewhere else.
You putting at you. Listen, you putting us into it for real. We talking about us individually. Don't put us together, nigga. No, me and Brittany, two different people right now.
You talking about what I'm saying?
You talking about y'all invested with each other? No, niggas. I just met this motherfucker today, and she told me I'm a porn star. Would you still want to date me? Hell the fuck no. Cause I can scroll. I watch porn on a daily. What the fuck if I fuck around and scroll on my porn site that I'm watching, and I'm seeing your ass get dicked down by the nigga with a dick the size of a trash can? What the fuck I'm finna do?
That's like throwing
a Hot Wheels car in a parking garage. What the fuck I'm finna do with that? This nigga to put his whole pelvic area inside of your ass, drilling your ass for 3 hours straight, and you think you finna come home and put that loose coochie on me? I don't give a fuck. You do take a bath with the vinegar and snap that motherfucker back. I'ma know that you just got nutted in.
We have the meats.
You got more meats than your ass than Arby's, motherfucker. Like, what the fuck? Then Jimmy John's, Subway, and everything else put together.
What's the next question?
Anywho, next question. What is your reaction to bad sex?
Your reaction to bad sex.
What's my reaction?
What will you do after?
I'll be pissed off. I'll be mad because you just wasted my time and yours. Take me home.
Now you got picked up.
Just this simple, just
you, if it's the first meet up,
like, that's what I'm saying. Like that's technically catfish. Like if you just like meet somebody and you got like a good vibe with them or some type of shit. So like you expect
that ain't catfish. You just expecting their dick to be big or they said
that's
to be
catfish
good.
To and it wasn't. Expecting my expectations with.
So, question. Are y'all already discussing this shit? Y'all hyping each other. He hyping you up about the shit already, or yeah, you just it's a situation where y'all fucked around and led up. It just led up the sex just came spontaneously. Okay, so how is that catfishing? Cause y'all ain't talk, he ain't hype it up. He ain't say my finna pull the shit out.
It's just me. That's what I'm saying. It's me and my thing. Cause that's what I'm saying. My expectations, my own, like you know. Let's just say, damn. I bet he got some good dick, and then you finally get it, and then.
Well, that's not his fault, man. You give him the expectation. You gave him the expectation. I ain't tell you to expect me to have good dick. I just knew I just wanted to fuck, and I got a dick to fuck you with.
I'm not gonna sit here and just like. Kick I ain't saying it was good, like that, but it's just like shit. I'm mad, like you know what? Just take me home. Don't expect no call back, no text back, no none of that.
Ain't no more response to that. No more good morning handsome to them. Good morning beautiful. Man.
That's that unread.
I don't give a fuck how you doing. Grow your dick, man. Go get your sex up or something. Watch.
That's disappointing.
They have a pill in the gas station, you know.
Go to the sex store. They have some gummies for you. Blue Chew. They don't sponsor, but shit, hey, check this out. Fuck with them. They help you out. Use their Blue Chew.
In my opinion, it depends on the level, but you know, because I am a saved Christian, you know, a woman of God, I do everything three times for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So,
so they got three strikes, you at?
You know, you got three chances. I have to give you the benefit of the doubt, but it also depends on like how much I like you or whatever. Because don't piss me off.
Shame on you. Don't fool me twice. Shame on me. Fool me three times. Look, nigga, you ain't getting this shit no more.
See, and see, you usually don't get to three because now I have two sides. So what else I need to compare to? Who need to win? Both trash. So it's no comparison. Yeah. But you know, I'm going to just. I am
college. I don't fuck with you. Even though I'm real, my nigga, you feel me? This shit.
No hard feelings, just
don't get hard. No, you ain't finna get no hard feeling
don't
around me.
Don't take this moment for granted. It
is enjoy the moment. Would you say danger?
Well, I mean, sure. To me, hopefully she can do some hair.
I'm hollering.
That would mean that'd be the last thing that keep me around. Cause after that, shit, I'm gonna just disappear. You ain't gonna hear from me. I ain't none of that. Mm-mm. But if she can do some hair, shoot, I might put up with it for a little bit. Real talk. Get that hair did, had that thing looking clean all the time. But they be like, who did that shit? Don't worry about that.
Did they splash?
Well, shoot, it ain't nothing to just disappear. I don't really have no hard feelings. I'd be like, damn. I tried it. I fucked up. And that wasn't all that. On to the next one.
Well. Well. Me. If I get a bad sexual experience. Okay. And I'm not satisfied. We just gonna have to be friends. I can't do nothing else with you. I can't do nothing else for you. I ain't got nothing but hard digging bubble gum, baby. I ain't got nothing but bubble gum for you. What kind you want? Hubba bubble, hot chew, extra juicy fruit. Which one you? Like the baseballs, big two. Which one you want? I got options for you. Yeah, yeah, this is one like the chewing tobacco. The chewing tobacco bubble gum. The shit, the lube flavoring by three chews.
You want you on the green down below the bubble gum.
Green down for the chewing spit it out.
It feels. You got a business or something. I can promote your business or something. So, what's up with you? Because well, I can't fuck with you. And it's not finna happen. I really ain't even finna talk to you no more. I see. If I see you, I see you. If I don't, shit, you hear from me when you hit me up.
Yeah. Hey.
But I ain't gonna just gonna fall. I ain't gonna not fuck with you. I ain't gonna just back off like that because they gonna make me like, this is all I want.
Hello.
This man.
This man got a phone call on the cast from the dash.
Ever boy.
Man, put up on me. Man, it sound like you got your home, man. Just call me later on trip, man. I know you at work. I seen you in there, man.
Oh, my God.
Bro, that my food out there. Why y'all finna scare the
door
there, man?
You know food
right here? Oh, yeah, nah.
Yeah.
I might get that, too. I don't know what
they
do with on
this. He was out here preaching. Hey, look, perfect podcast. Man, get a call trying to set it up.
Both of them. Yo.
Go get your food, love.
Yeah, here.
It's hitting too. It's on the high. It's on it. It come on.
AJ
loves you. Getting out airport road.
I already don't watch that. He getting out for airport
road.
Anywho,
what's your reaction to a bad sexual experience, my nigga?
Go sleep.
I'm gonna go sleep for you.
Go sleep.
I don't give a fuck. Like, sorry. Hey, appreciate. I'm gonna gas it up, like. Only reason all the bitches think they bad bitches.
Shout that pussy was good at all. Oh, man.
Man.
Oh, what wrong,
man? I'm tired. Anyway.
She been putting a nigga to sleep, man.
You feel me? I just smoked and drank before I fucked. Anyway, I was already tired. I had to
pump myself up with liquor and weed to get out of here. So when I busted this nut, I'm out of here.
You shouldn't even came over here like that, girl. I didn't do me like that. I'm gassing my head the whole time. Shit be regular.
Yo,
like Boosie
said. Ain't like a motherfucker.
Hey, they pussy regular, like Boosie said. Don't kill.
It bitch ain't all that.
This is not all that at all. So I'm calling my sister.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Shout out my sister. Hey, I like sisters. Shout out my white sister and all my blessings.
Yeah. He said I got sisters on both sides of the spectrum.
Both sides. You feel me?
Yeah. Equal opportunity to family relationship
already.
This nigga, no, non-discriminatory.
Diversity.
No,
diversity.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Diversity.
There you go, my nigga. Anywho. On to the next question. Twitter porn or website porn?
Twitter porn. Man, Twitter porn 24/7. I want to be a full time.
I'm sorry, I'm a ratchet, nasty motherfucker. I'm going to the ghettoest site I got, and I'm going to the home videos.
So if it's a website, what website?
Get out my business. I'm banned on like Pornhub or something. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I can't even get on that bitch no more. It's about some verified bitch.
If you banned on Pornhub or something, throw it out, bro. Jack, I was freaking diggy. In my days, you know what I'm saying? X videos. Go put you on every time. Red tube.
Out of
it. You read it.
Nah, you had a red tube.
X tube.
Both of them.
Shlet tube. Share my wife. Brown and brown. Ghetto gal. His brows. Man, don't get me wrong. What you
want to
know?
All
that shit. That's what I know.
XX.
Lookalikes. You said the Beyonce looking like that. Right.
You said yes.
It ain't hoes. It ain't no beef hoes. I'm just saying, bro. She a little bit thicker. She a little bit thicker than Beyonce. She like a sugar baby. Whatever what they call it. The candy with the
Come on, Sugar Shay. What's your answer?
What was the question?
Twitter porn or website porn? What's your website?
I'm old fashioned. I'm going to the website.
Which one?
X video.
With the rocking chair in the background, so you know it's old fashioned. So what topics though?
Oh.
Hey,
Hey.
I like the ebony.
Anything ebony gonna file.
No, it's not.
Shit.
You can type in ebony. That shit,
you gotta know what you wanna watch.
Like a white folk and black man.
Yeah, I say ebony something.
Yeah.
All right, so ebony what?
When the last time everybody took a watch?
That's none of your business.
What?
I just when the last time you watch porn too?
Shit, first of all, to the first question, I'm gonna say Twitter porn. Twitter got topics in the way. I like to see lesbians. Cause like
the
I said,
threads.
Yeah, the threads and shit. But I like Twitter porn because the Twitter porn making me feel like this motherfucker sent this first video to me.
Yeah.
I know this motherfucker, so I can just look at it and like, play. Yeah, it's a homemade video. It's a real homemade video. So this motherfucker, I feel like I got somebody just sent this motherfucker like, ooh, somebody got me an attachment today. I'm scrolling through my attachments. But what did you ask me?
I forgot.
When the last time you watched porn?
Oh.
When the last time you watched porn?
Shit, a couple days ago. If that.
How often do you watch porn and do you watch it
weekly?
Your significant.
Yeah. If she want to watch it with me.
Is that something you would recommend to other couples?
Yeah. Why not? Show me what you want to see, and I'll show you what I like to watch. Like what you like to see and what I like to watch. Why not? This your significant other. Y'all supposed to know each other. Especially if y'all fucking.
That is a lie.
Yeah, you this. Shit.
That's what I'm here for.
No, I'm saying you can't show the real shit. Yeah. They're gonna never talk to you again. Think you're a creep and throw you away in the jungle.
It depends on what you want.
Cause
if you own that shit, then goddamn, it ain't gonna freak your ass out. Why be with a motherfucker you can't do everything with? I want to be slutted out. Like I said last podcast, slut me out, so I'm going to slut you out. I'm spitting your mouth.
My food
on. To choke you.
See, okay. I watch porn because it's actually, you can learn some shit.
Yeah.
It's very teachable.
It's like watching film at football, at the football game, or basketball game, some shit. I'm going to try this. So put the leg up, bring it back like this, then do it like this little spin trick.
Yeah. Let me see how it look right here. Yeah.
All
right,
that's how you do it. So I'm going to have to stretch like this.
Technically, I really don't need. And like when you was like, shit, you know, you rather for couples to watch it together. You can make one.
It's fine. We can either make
one. I'd rather make one than watch one. Let's see what we get. See what we can do.
Oh, well, like I say, you can watch one together. Like, let's try this.
Yeah.
You can try it as they doing it.
Yeah, I say, yeah, I can understand it.
Timmy walked in with a big ass smile on their face.
Oh, well,
but that's already.
But this has been another rendition of the BDBO podcast.
Already.
Six Talk Part 2. Featuring your boy, yours truly, Chill Will.